Well, hello, and welcome to Anchor, the user-friendly app where your voices and my voices can be heard throughout the world. Yes, it's true, you and even you, plus your family and friends too, who have a message to share, will have free, easy, accommodating access to the tools needed to create your very own personalized podcast. And you can do it from scratch. I love that they will distribute your podcast for you all across networking platforms. And you can generate sponsors and revenue and make a little money doing what you love to do. Today's podcast, Monday Morning Intercessory Prayer with Pastor P. Our scripture reading for today is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 14. No, verse 13, I'm sorry. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Reading that verse of scripture today, as I call forth God's intercessory prayer warriors all over the globe. Last week, the intercessory prayer was calling for the triple threat, which is God Jehovah. He informed me of who he was. He is the triple threat, which represents this new year that we just entered into, 2021. On this day, January the 11th, 2021, God let me see it's the first month, the 11th day, and the 21st year, 21st year. And that represents 1, 1, and then 21, another one. He moved it in my spirit that it represents the 4 that make up the kingdom of heaven. God Jehovah, his son Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and the heavenly host of angels. They were activated last week in the first prayer that I made. I was led and prompted by the Spirit to pray that prayer last week, and no time sooner than we needed. Well, around Wednesday of that week, the Lord let me understand that he was activated. He said to me, actually that same day, Monday, he said to me, I am activated, I am accessed. And Wednesday, he allowed me to understand, now he wants me as his triple threat on earth, a human being that will pray and carry the nations before God. He wants me to call forth a clarion call to all others who God will call them out as intercessory prayer warriors and give them the same title, a triple threat. Do you want to be that one that will call on the name of the Lord on behalf of others? That's what an intercessor is. He spoke and let me know that I am an intercessory prayer warrior over 13 years ago. And I've been walking in it once for a ministry that he called me to for 6 years, for 5 years and 10 months. And now as a minister, a pastor. But God knew that I had not been able to overcome the hurt and the wounds that affected me in my prayer walk. And so he called me forth in the weakness of the fight that I've been under for the past 6 years, trying to found this ministry that he has placed in my heart. And he have called me out in the weakness of the prayer that I prayed last week to the prayer that is a different kind of prayer. This is the prayer that I grew up hearing from my family. Bishop Samuel Isaac Rumph Sr., Elect Lady Priscilla Marie Rumph, Evangelist Jacqueline Marie Rumph, even my late sister, all of these are deceased and gone on to glory. My late sister, Reverend Sherilyn Elaine Rumph, I knelt by her and I heard her pray. Father, keep me as an apple of thine eye. Hashananamosi. Oh God, and as I listened to her, I learned this art of praying. But in my weakness last week, because I had been wounded and I've been in the struggle, I was not able to pray the strength of a prayer. But God knew in my weakness that my heart would be open to what He wants to say. And that's the art of an intercessor. That is the craft of an intercessor. We stand in the gap for others. We come to the table when we are not even under attack. We are not even in trouble. We will come and stand before someone else, between them and Satan. I learned that from a great friend and someone that I have known over the years. She said, I don't want to be an intercessor, because they are not even in trouble and they come and stand before someone else and take on the battle that someone else is having against the enemy. I don't mind being an intercessor because God stands and fights for me as I fight for the other. We have God Jehovah, His Son, the Holy Ghost, and the army of the angels of heaven. Hallelujah. So I am here to make the clarion call. I've heard my sister, Pastor Cynthia Renee Anderson, speak of a clarion call. It's a clarion call today to all other intercessory prayer warriors who will stand in the gap, who will rightly divide the word of truth and stand in the defense of the gospel, but to fight on behalf of others like a soldier. There are many soldiers in our family, and it always has amazed me how they are able to go and fight for others and put themselves in danger and harm's way for others. That's what an intercessor will do. We are spiritual intercessors where they are natural intercessors. So won't you join me in this prayer today as I call forth all other triple threats that want God to anoint them and appoint them through their intercessory prayer. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Father God. Oh, God, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy and grace. Father, it's in you that we live and we breathe and we have our being. Oh, Father, this prayer that I pray today, oh, God, I'm calling on you. You said you've been activated. You said you are accessed. So, Father, now we need you. We need you to come to the rescue and, oh, alert all other intercessors all across the country, all across the globe that know you in the pardon of their sin and in the oh God, the resurrection power of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, we call on you, the head of the church. You are the Son of the living God, the lily of the valley, and the bright and morning star. Hallelujah! You are the bright rose of Sharon, my Savior and soon coming King, the Lord of Lords. We call on you, oh Son of God. We call on your name, which gives us the entryway to God Jehovah, the Father, the Creator, the one who commands the universe, the one who speaks and it is done. The angels are at his beck and call. Oh God, God Almighty, I call on you today to activate and to call forth all the triple threats in this earth that will be, oh God, summoned and mandated to the command that you have spoken in my heart. Oh Father, won't you give them, hallelujah, the instruction, give them the direction of how to access heaven. You are the triple threat that I called forth into action, because you are the creator and you know exactly what you want. Oh God, even when your son Jesus Christ came to you in the Garden of Gethsemane 3 times and prayed and cried out, you did not honor his request because you knew that your people were being destroyed and sin was running rampant. Father, and you used his sacrifice to be able to be the atonement and the blood covering for each and every one of our sins. Jesus, if he could have backed out, he would have. That's why he prayed 3 different times. Father, not my will, but nevertheless thy will be done. And here I am. I stand following after this master, the servant that you called on this earth to bring us back to you through his blood being shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, our creator, the beginning from the end. You are everything. You are I am that I am. And I called you forth in prayer because that's what you placed on my heart. And Lord, you let me know that you are activated, you are accessed, and now you are activating through this prayer today all those on earth that will line up in intercessory prayer and pray what the Holy Ghost and what the Spirit wants, as your scripture in the Our Father prayer. That is what you are calling for. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Oh, Father, we are to pray what your will is and not our will. We are to do what your agenda is and not what our agenda is. Oh, God, I thank you. You called me forth and you sealed your approval on my prayer. Even in my weakness, Lord, I stood up. And even though my prayer was, Lord, not the best prayer in this type of praying, you said in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melodies before the Lord, Father, you sealed your approval. And as I go, I am to teach and show others just how it's done. If you have a hum in your spirit, and if you have a desire to be an intercessory prayer warrior that will walk in interceding what God's will is and not their own. Hallelujah! If you want to be a triple threat in earth, a prayer warrior for the master, we're calling you all across the country, in every city, every state. Hallelujah! We're calling you forth. Because God have said he's the triple threat and he's the spiritual guide and the creator and the leader. But he's calling forth triple threats of human beings on earth. The scripture says, again I say unto you, that if 2 of you touching and agreeing on earth ask anything of my Father in heaven, it shall be done. He's calling you, you and you, to come stand beside Pastor Pete. Yes, that's me. Hallelujah. and come forth and be the triple threat that he needs in this earth? Won't you do it? As I end this prayer today, I call you forth. The clarion call has gone forth in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you honor this prayer as your humble servant comes before you, following after your lead, hallelujah, praying what you have led me to pray. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. All triple threats in the earth that God will anoint and appoint and will pray the prayer that he's calling you to pray, come forth in the name of Jesus. Activate in your prayer closet. Activate on your knees. Hallelujah. Laying on your bed. Call unto God. Looking out your window. Opening your patio door. Call on God. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because he is the answer. And he is the creator. And he wants to be heard. He wants us to call his name. And he wants us to hear from him. And he wants to hear from us. All triple threats in the earth, come forth in the name of Jesus. And all we need to pray is the Our Father prayer. And ask for his will. Hallelujah. Not my will. Nevertheless, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. And as I end this prayer today, I thank God for the unctioning of the Holy Ghost that have called me forth to do this prayer. Oh God, I bless your name. I thank you for who you are and what you're doing. Hallelujah. Touch the lives of all intercessors. And call them forth in the name of Jesus. Help them to know and hear the call. The clarion call has gone forth. And we thank you for the answer. We thank you is not no sooner than is needed. We need you in our earth today in the trouble that we're in. And we thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Because that's exactly who you are. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Until next time, may God be with you until we meet again.